didn't really have anything to do with the star. It's just kind of about anything that's a little bit rough around the edges, you know, but kind of like has a little something on the inside. You know.
Rough around the edges with something good on the inside doesn't just describe the title of Ryan Bingham's new album, Junkie Star. It also describes Ryan's sound. With his ragged voice, he's been described as sounding like Steve Earle's dad. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Ryan Bingham's road-weary vocal stylings might sound like they belong to a much older guy, and Ryan has done a lot of living. He joined the rodeo circus in his native Texas in his teens as a bull rider and learned to play guitar from a mariachi neighbor. He started writing songs, and eventually his music reached the ears of Lost Highway Records and later producer T-Bone Burnett. T-Bone's the producer on Junkie Star, and that partnership has a proven record of success. The song they created for the soundtrack to the film Crazy Heart, The Weary Kind, went on to win a Golden Globe and an Oscar in 2009. FUV's Claudia Marshall talked with Ryan in Studio A, and he told her about how the song came to be in the movie.
I met the director of several months before they filmed the movie, and he had given me a copy of the script and kind of told me, you know, about what was going on. And I started writing the song, and, you know, I hadn't even heard from the director in a couple of months since he'd given me the script, so I didn't even know if they were really still interested in having me write anything. And but I'd started working on the tune and got in touch with him and said, hey, you know, I got this song I've been working on. And he said, well, come over and play it for us. And they were all over at T-Bone's house, and I just walked in the door and had this song, and they all said, that's the one we want to use.
Now, was this like an audition, or was this more of we're just sitting around being friendly kind of situation?
They said it was just kind of come over and meet and be friendly, but I think it was an audition. You know, it's kind of like, well, before you sit down, you know, and make yourself comfortable, let's hear this song first.
You know? Your heart's on the loose. You rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots, shooting a ball at the corner truck stop. Somehow this don't feel like home anymore. This ain't no place for the weary kind. This ain't no place to lose your mind.
Is there at all a concern, a kind of a pressure about peaking young? Because obviously you've got many more records to make down the road should you choose to stay in the business. And yet I find it hard to imagine that you're going to get handed an Oscar every time you make a new record.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm not really that worried about it. As long as I can just keep playing music and kind of, you know, doing what I'm doing, I don't really need much, you know. I don't need a big fancy house and all of that. It's just kind of, as long as I have food on the table and, you know, can provide, you know, for me and my wife, my family, then that's really all I need, whether it's playing the guitar or doing something else. So it's just kind of, as long as it's still fun and I still enjoy doing it, I think that's the main part. I don't really try to worry about the success of it all and, you know, trying to be famous or any of that stuff. It's just not really kind of on the agenda or on the, you know, it's not really what's important to me, so.
Just no time for the agenda, the lame and fickle feuds. No time for all these bribes that keep a poor man sewing shoes in a box. Just no time for propaganda, media filled with hate. No time for scripted messages that slither around like snakes in your brain. When people all around starting to begin to understand that here and now is what we're living in. Yesterday is gone so that a new day can begin. And it seems there's been a change of direction in the wind.
That's Ryan Bingham with Direction of the Wind and The Weary Kind. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.